Now, we know that everybody loves a good story, especially kids, but how many are able to enjoy a good book on their own? That's the question educators are asking today. It's Read Across America Day. It's part of an annual campaign by the National Education Association to encourage reading among American children and improve literacy. This event has been going on since 1998, but it comes at a time when officials and education leaders are more concerned than ever about American children falling behind their peers around the world. To that end, First Lady Michelle Obama has volunteered to read the Dr. Seuss classic, Green Eggs and Ham, to hundreds of elementary school students at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. We wanted to talk more about Read Across America Day, so we've called on two of our old friends, Loreen Roy. She is a past president of the American Library Association. She's a professor in the School of Information at the University of Texas at Austin, and she's joining us from KUT there. Also with us, Achi Obejas. She's the author of Ruins. It's a novel set in Cuba. She also writes for Ocala. A blog of NPR affiliate WBEZ in Chicago, and she's with us from a studio at the University of California at Berkeley. I welcome you both back to the program. Thank you both so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here, Michelle.
Loreen, let's start with you, because obviously you've dedicated most of your professional life to trying to encourage people to read. And I just wanted to ask whether you feel that that fight to get kids to read, to enjoy reading, is it easier? Is it harder now than when you got started?
I think it's both easier and harder. There are multiple sources. Students and children have more opportunities to read in different formats. Of course, we have all sorts of electronic resources, e-books, but the print book still exists in our lives and still serves multiple purposes. It's great to have a day like Read Across America to celebrate and to remind people that today is a day for reading. A child should read in the company of a caring adult, and it's a wonderful way to celebrate this. It's great to do it in the spring. You know, National Library Week is just around the corner. It's Women's History Month. This is a year to celebrate reading in many ways. So why not start again today to read with children?
And Achi, what about you? Are you, you know, there's all this talk about, you know, the death of fiction. On the one hand, you know, there are still book clubs all over the country. And, you know, even though Oprah Winfrey's in her last season, you know, she's still been a great sort of champion of books and reading. Yet there's still all these stories about, you know, whether fiction in this country particularly, but also, you know, elsewhere, is still as vibrant a part of our culture as it has been in the past. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that fiction is always the great truth format. It's always the one where you tell all the secrets and where you lay out all these things that in real life tend to be too sharp or something. It's the one that intrigues people because of language, because of style. I think people are fascinated by stories. Storytelling is the great sort of human glue. We all do it. All cultures have some sort of storytelling. I think fiction right now in the U.S. has many different sort of things going on. But I think one of the fascinating things is that there's tremendous experimental stuff. There's tremendous fiction going on all over the world right now. And we're starting to really push for getting a lot of translation in the U.S. And so I think that it looks good to me.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. It's Read Across America Day, and we're talking about reading with author Achi Obejas and Professor Loreen Roy. She's also a former president of the American Library Association. Now, Loreen, I wanted to ask you about a topic which is still pretty serious, though. Nationwide, we know that reading scores have gone up in the last, say, two decades, but there's still a big gap among ethnic groups in ability and reading ability, particularly in the lower grades. And this is according to the National Center for Education Statistics report card from 2009, which is the latest one available. There's still this gap on average between white kids and then Black, Latino, and Native American students. And I wanted to ask, why do you think that is?
I think in part it's to we really need to help families inculcate reading as part of their daily traditions. And this really speaks in large part to the need, sustained need, to have librarians working with the students in the schools, in their community libraries. There are lots of data, results from lots of studies that indicate that the presence of that human librarian, results in increased test scores. And we know that some of these schools are under, you know, tremendous economic difficulties and decisions, but to retain that individual could make a difference in thousands of children's lives who would be left out of this movement to help them with their reading. There are strong believers that children need to also to see representatives of themselves in the books that are available to them. And I've brought a few samples and have shared them with your staff of some more recent titles that depict people of color in picture books especially. So children, grabbing them when they're ready to read and helping those parents work with the children day by day and making sure that they're acquiring those skills in reading.
I do want to ask you what some of the titles are, but actually before we let you go, and we thank you for interrupting your work to visit with us because I know you're working on some new projects. And, you know, in addition to your fiction work, you are a poet, you write about music, you write about a lot of nonfiction, you translate, you know, you're sort of deeply involved in the life of, you know, words and what they mean. What do you think made the biggest difference in helping you see the power of words?
First, I wanted to just second what Lorraine just said about the librarians. I'm sorry, I'm still caught up in that because I kept thinking back to when I was a kid, our absolute lack of income in terms of being able to just buy, you know, the books, especially at the rate my brother and I were reading them, the library was the absolute refuge for us in school and also just in town. We happened to have a pretty decent library. We were in a small town in Indiana. And, you know, if anything opened up the possibility of the world, it was doing so much reading as a kid. I could, you know, travel to Africa. I could, you know, scale a mountain. I could have all sorts of adventures. I could fall in love. I could find out what it was about. All of it, you know, just in my little cubbyhole in the library. And that was really a lifeline, a huge lifeline. Kids are willing to read. If there's nothing else that the Harry Potter book showed is that once you engage them in a story, they will go the 800 pages. They just need, you know, the guidance, the somebody to point the way.
Before we let you go, Archie, what are you reading for Read Across America Day?
Right now I'm reading The Land of Green Plums by Herta Mueller, which is the Romanian-born and Nobel winner a few years back. Nobody had heard of her here in the States when she got the Nobel. She was being published by a tiny, tiny, tiny little company, and the woman is just fascinating. It's an insight into life in Eastern Europe from a young person's point of view that is just absolutely unreal. It actually reads like a lot of science fiction in, you know, strange dystopias, it's great stuff.
Okay. Well, happy Read Across America Day to you, Archie Obejas.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being on.
And Lorraine Roy, what about some titles that you recommend? I know that you always are good enough to bring us some titles that you think we should consider, particularly for kids. And when you've told us those, I want to ask, what are you personally reading for Read Across America Day?
Well, there are great picture books. I looked at my own home collection and found 15 Dr. Seuss books, and you know about those. But I thought there would be some other books you might want to explore. I love stories that about people's lives. So you'll find on the list a couple new biographies of people you know, but these are for kids. And one is, if you're a baseball fan, Roger Clemente. And there's a book called Clemente, and it's charming, and it's poetry, and it's wonderful. There's a picture book about Ella Fitzgerald. And there's an autobiography picture book called Salty Pie by Tim Tingle, who's a great on the speaker circuit. He's a Choctaw person and is known for his storytelling as well.
Oh, that sounds great. So finally, well, Lorraine, before we let you go, just a final thought on why you think it's important to celebrate something like Read Across America Day.
Well, in some ways, look at this as another New Year's Day. Start today, read with kids, see how much fun it can be. It's a great day to also visit your library and your librarian, someone who is there for you every day of the year.
Well, you are there for us, and we do appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to talk with you always, Michelle.
Lorraine Roy is a past president of the American Library Association. She's a professor in the School of Information at the University of Texas at Austin. And she was kind enough to join us from the studio on campus, KUT. Happy Read Across America Day. And also happy Texas Independence Day, Lorraine Roy.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
And also with us, Archie Obejas, a prize-winning author, a poet, and writer of nonfiction. Her most recent book is Ruins, and she also blogs for NPR affiliate WBEZ, and she was with us from a studio on the University of California, Berkeley's campus.
Thanks very much.